The French writer Frederick Begbeater found himself in police custody in Pau yesterday, facing complex allegations of rape. At the heart of this matter is a night of dual nature, an initial consent followed by an alleged refusal for subsequent intercourse. This action follows a complaint filed on July 23, 2023, by a young woman from Pau. She filed a complaint against him in July 2023, accusing him of rape through digital penetration. These allegations follow a presumed relationship of several months between them. Begbeater, who had previous legal encounters in 2008 for cocaine use and possession, has denied the current allegations, describing them as fantastical. The writer's interrogation lasted several hours before his custody was lifted later in the afternoon. The presumed incident took place at Villa Navarre, a renowned establishment in Pau, where Begbeater was a shareholder from 2011 to 2015. The Pau public prosecutor clarified that this is not a drug-related case. However, the situation raises complex questions about consent and the public perception of celebrities. Begbeater, known for his Playboy image and past scandals, had retreated from the public eye to live quietly with his wife, the beautiful Swiss photographer Laura Michaeli, and their children, away from the Parisian bustle. Begbeater surfs on irony. The writer's lawyer, Marie Dose, expressed Begbeater's confidence in the outcome of the proceedings, while the Pau public prosecutor, Rodolphe Jerry, indicated that further investigations were necessary. Begbeater, known for his casual style, ironically commented on his custody experience, complaining about the dry curry chicken and his car being towed. While it is crucial to recognize the importance of consent and the need to respect it in interactions, how do we define the boundaries? Is it simply a matter of saying no during intimate moments? To be followed.